This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2233, The Story of Your Life, Rewriting Your Script, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday and welcome to Optimal Living Daily, or OLD, one of a few shows where we read articles to you. To check out our other shows covering different topics, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But since you're here, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Story of Your Life, Rewriting Your Script, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. Hey, you. Guess what? You are a star. You're starring in the role of a lifetime, the role of your life. And each of us has a script that's running a thread through our lives, laying the groundwork for the show to take place. The script is made of many different moving parts, unconscious and conscious beliefs, our worldviews, our genetic makeup, our hopes and dreams, and so much more. Meet the director of your show or life. Also, every good show has a director, and our lives are no different. We have someone sitting in the hot seat, shouting directions, ordering the moving parts around, and dictating the atmosphere. And all too often, the director of our lives is our inner critic. For the better part of my life, my inner critic has sat in the director's chair and tried to tell me who I am. She had her birth at my conception, conceived to a young woman who did not want motherhood and denied the first instinctive connections. The roots of my inner critic grew. As I lay in my crib alone, tended to only by hospital nurses, her voice whispered into my neural pathways, "You are not good enough. You are unloved and unworthy. You are a mistake and do not belong." At day 10, I was adopted by two loving parents who took me as their own child, very much wanted and loved. But unfortunately, the deep groundwork was done, and the inner critic had taken up her director's position. She was in it for the long haul. Listening to her directions and demands has brought nothing but trouble. I've let her run the script for an eating disorder, frequent bouts of imposter syndrome, alcohol dependency, damaging perfectionism, and much more. Well, the buck stops here. I've had enough. It's time for her to pack up her chair and hit the road. This is part of how I simplify my life. Embracing an intentional, simplified life includes recognizing the things that don't serve me and courageously asking them to leave. How to send your inner critic packing. Step one, awareness. You have to notice the things your inner critic is saying to you. I mean, literally take note. Take time to sit down and make a note of what she says. Carry a notebook with you. Every time she pipes up, write it down. You won't always recognize her voice, but you'll get better the more you do it. Side note, she doesn't really want to pack up her things and go home, so she'll stay under the radar, trying to go undetected as much as she can. She'll disguise herself by dressing up like a long-lost friend. For me, this is often busy work. Here are some of the other things my inner critic tells me, besides from not being good enough. I'm a procrastinator. I'm not a real writer. I'm too big and need to lose weight. I'm not a good parent. Hubby does it better. I'm selfish. I'm a fraud. Gosh, he's a nasty piece of work. I would never talk to a friend this way, so why do I let her talk to me like this? Step two, put her firmly in her place. By this, I mean recognize that she is not you. Repeat after me, my inner critic is not the real me. Realizing that you are separate from your inner critic is a vitally important step. If you need to, you can visualize her like I do. Mine is a burnt out, frazzled hair, sleep deprived, overworked B-grade Hollywood director. Your inner critic might look like that nasty bully from the playground at grade school. Whatever he or she looks like, the key here is separateness from yourself. Step three, rewrite the notes you made in step one. This is the part where you get to rewrite your script. Check out the script she's given you and imagine you are talking to your best friend. What would you say to her if she was struggling with similar issues? You'd likely encourage her and speak positive words into her life. Do this for yourself. Sit down with pen and paper and rewrite those statements. Tell your inner critic exactly who you actually are. You don't have to believe it yet, but rewrite them like this. I am proactive and deal with things in a timely manner. I am a writer. I'm strong, fit, and healthy. I'm a very good parent who is providing her girls with an amazing childhood experience. I care about others, and I'm loving and kind. I'm an authentic, honest person. And step 4, take actions to cement these statements and rewire your brain. This step is twofold. Take your new rewritten script and hang it up in various places where you frequent. Back of the loo door, tape it to your splash back in the kitchen, make it your screensaver. Get really familiar with your new script. After all, a star needs to know their lines to score the big roles. And the second part, take action to make these things become reality. Some of them already will be. That's because our inner critic likes to lie to us too, but she'll also stop us achieving new things. For example, I'm not yet a published author, and she likes to tell me that won't ever happen. Well, I can counter that by rewriting my script and saying, I am a writer and I will one day be published. But I'm clearly not just going to get to that goal by reading I am a writer to myself every day. What do I need to do to make that come true? I need to write. Very, very simple. Unless you ask me at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning when I'm sitting bleary-eyed in front of the screen, then maybe not so simple. Your task, if you choose to accept it, is to slowly but surely rewrite the script for your life. I wholeheartedly believe in you. You'll always make a better director than your inner critic, so show her the door and send her packing. You just listened to the post titled, The Story of Your Life, Rewriting Your Script by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Emma. This one reminded me of the article I narrated yesterday, which talked about intuition versus the logical mind, which is like the heart versus head analogy, but also the critic versus accepting traits that we have, like Emma talked about today. And both, in different words, talked about awareness being the first step. Now, if you're a longtime listener of this show, that might sound familiar because with many different aspects of personal development, awareness is almost always the first step. If we don't know where we are or who we are, then we can't really get started, or it's really difficult to, at least. The same is true for dieting or working out. You'll hear my brother, Dr. Neil, over on Optimal Health Daily talk about how beneficial it is to track what you're eating for even just a week, because you'll really get a sense of where you are so you can plan accordingly. That's the awareness step. Then over on Optimal Finance Daily, you'll hear how you should try tracking every penny that goes in and out of your life for a month. Side note, I love doing that so much that I've been doing it for 12 years now without fail. I can tell you every penny that I've earned and spent in the last 12 years. Not only has that made tax season a lot less painful, but it's created a very high level of awareness around my finances. Whereas tracking food creates awareness around our nutrition, and meditation, or in this case, just writing it down like Emma suggested, creates awareness of what's really going on in our heads. All of these tactics work. The hard part is actually taking the time to do it. And if you have done it, I want to hear about it. Let me know. You can always get in touch at oldpodcast.com, or if you're on my free weekly newsletter, you can simply reply to that. But that should do it for today. Hope you're having a great Friday, and I'll see you tomorrow over the weekend, where your optimal life awaits.